You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, a Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 11th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Financial Services Committee and their House Republican leadership. We want to get his reaction to the announcement on Monday from President Obama that he is forcing out General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner, giving GM an additional 60 days to put a better restructuring plan in place, and giving Chrysler an additional 30 days to complete a merger with Fiat. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have been on this program several times to talk about the state of the auto industry. You represent a district that includes part of Wayne County, which includes Detroit, the heart of the auto industry. You were in favor of the emergency assistance through taxpayer funds back in December when President Bush did it to keep the industry afloat. What do you make, first of all, in general terms of what President Obama said on Monday?
Well, as you know from watching this and from covering it, we have very difficult times in Detroit in the auto industry and in manufacturing in general. And we gritted our teeth, and we are now going to try to comply, both at Chrysler and at GM, with what the White House requests. The one concern that we have in particular, though, is, as you recall, the viability plans that were produced by the companies earlier this year showed 50,000 jobs lost and sacrifices on the part of the retirees. What we need to know from the administration is how many more jobs lost will they consider necessary for the companies to be viable, and how deep will the cuts be to the retirees for this administration to believe those plans are viable. Those are things that we need to have, A, so that the companies can meet them and avoid bankruptcy, but B, we have very great anxiety in Michigan and throughout manufacturing about what the nature and how deep these cuts are going to be. And you need people to know what's coming so that not only can they be prepared for it, but their elected officials and the governments can, too, to try to help transition.
Has the government given any sort of indication about what sort of plan it would find acceptable, whether it's talking about job cuts or any other details?
They've given broad outlines. Obviously, the most notable one is the 30-day deadline for Chrysler and Fiat to work out a merger. That there's a global framework in place, and there's guarded optimism that that can be met. But again, what we need is within that potential merger of of Chrysler and Fiat within 30 days and within the 60 days GM has to show viability, the administration talks about deeper restructuring, greater concessions on the part of the union, and that means working people and that means retirees, and we need to know exactly what this administration expects.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter. And Congressman, there were a lot of people yesterday who said, regardless of what they think of Rick Wagoner's tenure at GM, the idea that a president or a government can hire and fire people and decide who are going to be the leaders of a company is troubling, and dictating to Chrysler what they need to do specifically to stay afloat. What do you make of this? Do you see this as intrusion, or given the fact that it's taxpayer money now that's keeping the companies afloat, this is acceptable?
Well, we're concerned for two reasons. One, if GM has 60 days to meet a nebulous, at this point, target for viability, why would you replace the person who has helped with the restructuring even before the bridge loan started and that the UAW has a good working relationship with? That type of confusion and concern at the top of the corporation cannot be helpful. Secondly, we in Michigan, it is not lost upon us, the disparate treatment that Mr. Wagoner has received from this administration, and the way the administration, both of President Bush and President Obama, have not made this demand of the financial institution CEOs that were recently here Friday on Capitol Hill at the White House, because they were told they would be worked with, that there's another $137 billion that the government is trying to give them. So why are those CEOs someone that the administration wants to work with and give hundreds of billions of dollars to? And Mr. Wagoner is just kick to the curb.
In terms of this plan that GM needs to put together in the next 60 days, the president says his administration will be working very closely to make sure that this plan is acceptable within the next 60 days. Are the major automakers basically just going to have to dance to the government's tune?
I think we don't know what the tune is. We've been told that the viability plans that were submitted were not adequate to continue the process. That is done. That decision is made. The question now is, how deep are the restructuring cuts in terms of the human cost for these companies to be proven viable in the future? That is the critical question, and as yet it has not been answered.
in terms of what lies ahead now, some have said this government dictation in terms of both these companies, and maybe even more down the road, suggests that bankruptcy might have been a better option for these companies a few months ago. And even the president suggesting that that's not completely off the table. What do you make of that analysis?
At this point, again, because of the working people in the industry, the retirees and others, we've always in Michigan, in the manufacturing community, thought that bankruptcy is not an option. It has now been put on the table as a very stark option, and we don't have the luxury right now of hindsight. We have to focus on trying to avoid it now.
And so what do you expect going forward here? What will be the conditions that either help the automakers avoid this or make it necessary?
Well, there's two things. Again, we need clear-cut targets from this administration in terms of what they expect to be the human cost of restructuring. And secondly, in the overarching aspect, is we have to fix the economy, fix the credit markets, and ensure that people can get credit to start moving cars off the lots. Because if cars do not move off the lots, all the restructuring in the world will be for naught.
And in terms of what you're hearing from your district, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's right at the heart of the auto industry there. What are you hearing from your constituents in general and specifically in reaction to what happened yesterday?
The disparate treatment is most frustrating. The anxiety level is very high because of the absence of hard targets for what the administration wants and the human cost of deeper restructuring. And we're also committed to gritting our teeth and ensuring that these companies survive.
And what is the level of optimism?
We in Detroit take it one day at a time, do our work, and let it speak for itself.
Well, Congressman, obviously a lot still yet to be determined here. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McConnor represents his state's 11th Congressional District, member of the House Financial Services Committee, member of the House Republican Leadership. This is Dateline Washington.